Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Otago Volts continued their impressive run in this season's Champions League 2020 by dispatching Perth Scorchers by 62 runs in a high-scoring match in Jaipur. Neil Broome was the unexpected batting star for the Volts, smashing his maiden 2020 century off just 51 balls and going on to end on 117, to lead his side to an imposing 242 for 4 from their 20 overs, all this after they'd been asked to bat first. Perth then lost 3 early wickets and never really challenged the target, in spite of Hilton Cartwright making a career-best 69 not out. They ended on 180 for 6, with Ian Butler taking 3 wickets. Outstanding individual performances from Brad Hodge and Praveen Tambay were the highlights of the Rajasthan Royals' 30-run Champions League win over the Highveld Lions. Hodge struck an unbeaten 46 in 23 balls to hoist the Royals to 183 for 5, and Tambay then took 4 for 15 as the Lions limped to 153 for 9 in reply. The Rajasthan Royals' second win in the tournament puts them back on top of the group after the other four teams had their matches abandoned earlier in the week due to rain. Otago Volts are in second place with 6 points. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has expelled former Vice President Lalit Modi at a special general meeting in Chennai. Modi was BCCI Vice President between 2005 and 2010, as well as Chairman and Commissioner of the Indian Premier League from its launch in 2008 to 2010. The BCCI's decision today is effectively a life ban. Former England batsman Graham Hick has been appointed as Cricket Australia's High Performance Coach. He replaces Stuart Law, who has taken over as head coach at Queensland, following Darren Lehman's appointment as Australia's head coach. Hick played 65 tests between 1991 and 2001, and ahead of his retirement from first-class cricket in 2008, he scored 41,112 runs, including 136 centuries.